USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes. In a statement, the White House called Nunes a public servant of unmatched talent who uncovered the greatest scandal in American history, referring to Nunes's opposition to the president's impeachment in 2019. Fellow lawmaker Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will reportedly also receive the nation's highest civilian honor tomorrow. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a national lockdown to slow the spread of coronavirus as Britain begins the rollout of AstraZeneca's recently approved vaccine. Johnson is asking his country to stay at home, only leaving for essential shopping and medical treatment. The restrictions will stay in place through the middle of February. Johnson's order only affects England, while leaders in Scotland announced similar restrictions on Monday as well. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, has been drawing reactions since its Sunday release. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says the tape's release proves the Secretary of State can't be trusted. She tells Fox News the president was trying to shine a light on some of the data from the November election.
The claims the president was making, he walked through on that phone call. If you read the transcript, the various tranches of ballots that he has used, publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation with the President of the United States and his attorney.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At a Monday press conference, Georgia election officials pushed back against claims of widespread voter fraud from President Trump that were heard in a leaked phone call. But some are saying the assertions from Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger don't add up. Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk is one of the House members planning on objecting to the Electoral College vote on Wednesday. He tells Fox News that he's been compiling evidence that shows the election in his state was fraudulent.
It's interesting because we have sent over massive amounts of personal testimonies. I've got over 200 sworn affidavits of people of irregularities. I talked to people on the phone who went to the polls to vote, and they were told they had already voted absentee when they didn't, and poll managers wouldn't allow them to cure their ballot and vote. We have numerous accounts of irregularities. Now, there's one that I'm trying to get background on, but I was told by a state senator that the Secretary of State's office sent out 8,000 letters of people who voted in the November election and warning them not to vote in this one. I mean, 8,000? This is the thing that we're seeing is it has been a black hole of information coming out of the Secretary of State's office. We send over massive amounts of reports and incidents. We hear nothing back. All we hear is, oh, there's no mass fraud. But we're talking to the people who are signing sworn affidavits of irregularities, mismanagement, and fraud.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.